To Ask Seen on TV. I'm Alex.
I'm Saeed. Sid.
You've got Shiv here.
Awesome. And we are starting off the podcast, man. It's been a hilarious start. This is probably our third or fourth try. This is,
I think we messed up multiple times while starting this thing.
Say it again.
I think we messed up multiple times when starting this thing. Oh my
God. At least three or four.
We messed up our own names. Like, I swear to God, this is like a mission and a half right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot harder. It makes you get some appreciation for people who podcast full time, right?
Yeah, who do it full time.
Oh, totally.
All most the respect.
At least we got progress now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we are covering Never Have I Ever. Never Have I Ever is a show. Actually, I'm not going to do the recap. We had to. We did 1-2-3 not it. And Shiv lost and somehow found a way to give it to Sid. So now Sid is doing the recap. So go ahead, Sid.
So Never Have I Ever is the show that we're going to be talking about. Essentially, the main character, her name is Devi. She's an Indian teenager in a high school in America. And the show basically covers her mental health after the passing of her father. Essentially, he had a heart attack while she was performing, I think, a school play. As a result of the heart attack, I think her trauma kicks in. And because of that, she's wheelchair bound for about 3 months. And essentially, whatever social status she had in high school ends up disappearing because of that fact, which I find that to be a little bit weird. But essentially, her entire social status in high school becomes kind of compromised because of this. And essentially, the show just follows her life, her day-to-day, and how she's struggling with essentially the passing of her father.
Yeah, man. Devi is an interesting character, man. All right, so this is started off like this. 1 to 10. 10 being The Wire. 1 being the most shitty show you could ever think of. How do you rate the show?
I would honestly give this a show like a 4, a strong 4, because you never felt like invested in the characters, to be honest. I've only seen the first 3 episodes, but I didn't find it to be like something that I would want to like rewatch immediately. But I would invest, like, I would give it 4.
All right, so we'll, all right. Shiv, what do you think?
Yeah, I think a 4 is about fair, 4 or 5 maybe. I think obviously it's a bit early. We just started 3 episodes in, so sometimes like you want to give a show some time to like build. But I think particularly because I come from an Indian background, I have like, you know, just I guess I'm viewing this with a harsher lens than I should be. Mm-hmm. And so for me, like right now, the show's been a bit of a disappointment just because I don't think it's really bringing out the Indian culture out as much as I was expecting or wanted to see.
All right, so what did they lack as an Indian culture representative on Netflix that you saw was like, this was horrible? What we saw, what was good and what was bad?
Okay, like, Sean, can I interrupt for 1 second? I want to ask you a question. Yo, when it comes to like studying for texts, for tests and stuff, or like when you're starting a new school year, like, do your parents like put your textbook in a separate area and then they pray for the textbook? I had a question. Like,
yeah, that was just like egregious. Like, I don't think most Indian families or like South Asian families are doing that kind of stuff. Now, I get that, you know, education is top priority for our culture, maybe, but you know, for them to like, I feel like they're trying to milk it a little too much. You know, like the parts of it where like the girl's praying and like the mom's praying, and you know, Indian parents are known to be like religious and on top of their kids about studies, but to bless a book, like, that's like one example, like right there. Like, I've never heard of that ever from, you know, any of my Indian relatives, people living in India, people living in Canada. So I don't know. Really? To me, it's just like, I just felt like, okay, are they just trying to exaggerate this for comedy now? Like, what are they trying to do?
It's not even that funny. Kind of mockery. All right. So, yeah, so when I was growing up though, in Malvern, I remember distinctly that shoes cannot be put near textbooks. So I remember we had this like little class experiment where they want to put their shoes, like the textbook on the shoes for some reason as they lined up outside. I can't remember why, but for some reason, like the students said, hey, we can't do this because it disrespects our gods, something like that. Does that sound familiar or am I talking shit? Like,
so that is true. No, you're right about that. Like, we, when you drop books, for example, like when I was younger, if I ever dropped a textbook, my mom would say like, you got to put your hand on the book and touch your head. As if you're asking forgiveness from the book or something.
Interesting.
That's just true. Okay.
I guess like the blessing of a book, maybe it's not that far of a stretch, I guess. But you know, I mean, there is that, I think she's Tamil. So I think, I'm not sure if that's like part of the Tamil culture in the show.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's just one example, but maybe beyond that, I think the part actually to me that was kind of like a little weird was just like the whole immigrant aspect of it. Like they immigrated to the country, and I guess I just hadn't seen like the immigrant struggle at all. So I, you know, part of me maybe maybe because I had an immigrant struggle, I felt I couldn't relate to the show.
Hell yeah.
I just felt that made it like disingenuous. I just feel like I couldn't relate to it for some reason, you know?
Yeah. So, can I piggyback off some of your thoughts right here, Shivam? Like, I felt the same thing in terms of like watching the characters. So like when Dr. Mullen, yeah, it's her mom's name. And I think the father's as well, like there was no struggle. There was a struggle for them in terms of getting themselves accustomed to American life, but it wasn't really a struggle in terms of like how to earn, how to like figure out like and navigate yourself in day-to-day life in America. That was, I think, a little bit, that was kind of shown, but it wasn't shown to the extent where like you got her story, her the main girl, what's her name, Davy's story. You just assume that she was, okay, she was an American kid, her parents were, you know, like Indian of origin, but her, she's American now. She's no longer an Indian. I personally, from my perspective, I don't
really?
Know.
Shivam,
I didn't feel that. Yeah, because yo, she was doing okay. Because Indian girls ain't going out there doing like all the things she's talking about.
Like what? Like, hey, so what was the disconnect?
Like the disconnect in the sense of like, yo, she's gonna go out there and smash every guy out there, or she wants to be on that essential, like she wants to, the V card has to be gone. Essentially,
okay, I don't know. I don't know about that. Said I kind of disagree. Like, I think there are some crazy Indian girls out here.
Really,
you know, okay. but I don't think it fit her character. Now, look, I get what they're trying to do, where they're trying to say like she went through this traumatic experience, and so like that gives them justification to like allow her to maybe be like a little crazy, because you can always just blame it on her like her father's death. But I guess for me, I'm just not there yet, right? Like the inconsistency between like her as a nerd, like as a studious kind of nerd character, mm-hmm. and then someone who's like suddenly becoming like this, I don't know, party go-getter type of girl, right? And you know, this actually brings up another interesting point, which is like, I feel like the show is based in America, and I feel like in America, the culture there is like in high school, people are just maybe more like college people. But what I mean by that is like they're drinking, they're, you know, doing drugs, into partying and all those things. Whereas I feel like in Canada, I don't know, my high school wasn't like that at all. Like we were a bunch of nerds. We're all just trying to study. People were trying to fight. Maybe there's a couple of raps, people trying to like, you know, make it in the rap game, maybe.
Goon squad.
Yeah, a couple of people maybe are like, you know, slinging like, you know, weed or something. But beyond that, like, it's not like that. It's not that crazy. It's like, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty normal.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is a TV show. So it's going to be an exaggeration, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think it was meant to be super realistic, but meant to be like realistic enough for you to get a sense of, all right, she's in high school. She's not fitting in right. She's not, you know, getting along with everybody right. But yeah, man. For me personally, I would say 5.5. It wasn't, even for me being like a black guy who grew up in Scarborough, it wasn't enough like cultural aspects that felt real. You know, like there was no Bollywood reference. That's surprising. The fact that there was no go ahead.
The fact that there was no Bollywood reference was also like hurting me, because like the fact that like, I mean, like there was no chai. I thought that, yo, they're like, yo, the mom
no chai.
Is not, no, well,
it came later in the season, but
okay, yeah. But maybe because we haven't seen the first, I've only seen the first three episodes, but I felt like, yo, that's like sacrilegious at one point. I'm like, yo, like, because when families, especially Indian families, South Asian families, when they have like family gatherings or people coming over, they're not handing out Mountain Dew. Whoever, I mean, like, they might be handing out, like, biscuits. It might be, like, to, like, Indian-based snacks. Or they might be, like, you know, some chai or some, like, you know, I don't know, some specific, like, kind of like a sherbet drink that we give out. But
a sherbet drink? What the hell is that?
Like, it's essentially, it's a kind of like rose water. Have you heard of rose water before?
No.
Oh, okay. So rose water is essentially, it's, like, it's kind of like, especially during Ramadan and, like, in areas where, like, people are fasting, right? So like the specific type of syrup that you add in with milk or water that gives like, it's very refreshing. It's just, it's a sugary drink, imagine. Yeah, so I felt like there, those elements did not hit. And in terms of her clothing too, like, yo, she was never wearing the cousin Kamala was, but the main chick Davy, I've yet to seen her wear anything but like a regular teenage American outfit. So I felt like from her perspective, if she claims that she's, you know, from like, she's an Indian person, like she does not, her culture was lost.
Well, okay, Sid, come on, man. She's growing up in America. Like, what do you want her to wear? Like,
no, but at home. Come on.
No, but who wears Indian outfits at home?
Oh, all my sisters do. All my sisters do.
Oh,
really?
And most family members that I go, maybe because like,
are you talking about a burqa?
Not a burqa, dumbass. I'm talking about like the normal shalwar kameez. Essentially, it's like a gown type dressing. Okay, shalwar kameez is kind of like, I can actually pull some out if you want to see it. But a shalwar kameez is basically, think of it like a long, like Afghani type of long, like almost like Yo, think of it like, I'm trying to get like
an image.
Let's find an image real quick.
Find an image, and I'll show you.
How do you spell that shit?
Shawarkami? Shawarkami.
Like shawar, like shawarma?
Then no, shawar.
Salvar. It's salvar, man.
No, okay. It's pronounced differently. It's pronounced differently for different. Like, so I'm from Pakistan. He's from India. We pronounce it as shalwar kameez. He pronounces it as salvar kameez.
Yo, how the hell do you pronounce that? I'm trying to spell it out.
So, shah. S-H.
Okay.
A-L-V-E-R. Shalvar.
A-L-V-E-R. Okay.
Yeah, shalvar. Sorry, V-A-L-E-R. Yeah, shalvar. And then kameez is K-H-E-E-M-E-Z. And then just look up images. And you'll see male versions and you'll have female versions.
Bro, nothing came up. Google Images was like, what?
Yeah. Yo, if Google can't find it, it's all right. It knows you're talking crazy right now.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell it? Exactly.
Yo, I'm crying. This shit is hilarious. I never Googled anything that sounded so simple. And all right, so Salwar. Oh, here it comes. All right, so Salwar Kameez came up. S-A-L-W-A-R space. K-A-M-E-E-Z came up.
Yeah, that's close. Okay.
That's the fit I see all the time.
And just type in women, and you'll get
It already came up. You didn't even have to. Saw that all the women came up.
Yeah.
I used to think these are so fly growing up. I couldn't even lie to you. Because, like,
the way
that... used to come as a surprise. During the assembly, they used to have, like, dances in the Sawara Kameez.
Yeah.
And then they used to, like, come out and dance. And then I was like, what the hell is this? This is interesting. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah,
never
really
understood it, but I was like.
But see, at home, for most South Asian parents and families, like I mean, maybe from my family, from my perspective, it's kind of like commonplace for females to wear that. I myself don't wear it because I'm like, yo, I'm just wearing my PJs and my T-shirts, whatever. But my sisters, they always wear it. They always wear it whenever they're home.
And so this would be considered house clothes.
Yeah, essentially like a comfort clothes. Like, you know how you wear like your thermals and stuff like that. It'll be like that. It'll be like that for them, like comfortable clothes.
So this is equivalent to a snuggie.
Not a snuggie, I would say
Do you agree here?
You know, I guess as we're talking about this, I realized, like, I think Sid and my, like, dissatisfaction from the shirt, I realized, is maybe coming more from, like, a personal point of view, as opposed to, like, the actual critique of the show. I think there's two ways to critique the show. One is, like, how do we relate to the show? And then the other is, like, was the show actually well done, right? Was it well directed? Was it well produced? Was it, like, was the storyline kind of developing? Were the characters developing? Things like that. Like, because we got to remember, this is not like meant to be, like, I think earlier we were comparing it to like The Wire. This is not meant to be
The Wire, right? The Wire was this is the best show. All right, we should probably have a drama to put it next to.
I was going
to
say, we should compare it to like a comedy or like a sitcom. So like maybe Modern Family is a good like example of like a hit Modern sitcom, Family. Right?
Yeah.
Or something else. So if I were to compare it to that, like, I think it's maybe a little early to judge, like, has a show really fallen off? Like, is it really that worse off compared to that, right? Like, because you know, it did have some moments that were like semi-interesting. I think the whole like daddy issues that she's going through is like an interesting wrinkle. So I just want to make sure that the audience is aware. Like, there's probably two angles to come at the show from. And I realize I think Sid and I are coming more from like an emotional perspective, where we just feel like we're not able to relate to the show because we thought, oh, this is an Indian South Asian character, right? And then to address your question, Alex, I think, you know, Sid, I don't know. I think maybe your culture or maybe like your family is more traditional than mine, but that was never an expectation growing up for me or any of my siblings. And like, I have sisters and, you know, none of them dress up in that fashion. Even like in India, I don't know if people dress up in that
question. Question for Diwali, what's expected?
We don't have to wear that.
Really?
Unless we're going to like the temple or something. Yeah. Then you got to wear it. But I think even in India, like I have cousins that are like females and they don't wear that in India. Like, they just wear what's comfortable. And you know, if it's jeans, they wear your jeans. If it's a skirt, they wear a skirt. Obviously it's gotta be past the knees, but you know, beyond that, like, I think for the most part, people like dress pretty Western and, you know, they're with fashion. Right. So I think it just comes down to like where your family's from and like what kind of traditions they have.
Mm. Yeah.
So it wasn't just personal, but it was culture as well. It was like the representation of culture, you know, like if it's a Jamaican show, like how well are you guys portraying the Jamaican culture as well? And like, are you guys making a mockery of it? Or are you guys just doing little sprinkles here and there versus actually like diving fully in and giving someone like a whole like holistic experience of the Jamaican experience type of thing?
Yeah, I felt like they were kind of like, I felt personally they felt they were like sugarcoating, like you mentioned, they were going at certain aspects of certain things that made sense for the show, but not deep diving into specifics on anything. It was kind of like, okay, sprinkle of culture here when her mom wants to, I don't know, like talk about how the school system in America is crap and why Indian people are like really, really smart. Boom, there you go. Mm. Or Chinese people are really smart. Like, yeah, like most brown parents think like that, but that's not really like a cultural aspect. It's more like just the way we see our society, you know, so like stuff like that, like small things here and there they might point to, but I just felt like for the most part, yeah, it was more sprinkling of culture than an actual deep dive.
Yeah, but I think that's fine, right? I think if an audience member was coming to actually get like an Indian or South Asian cultural immersion, they would watch Bollywood, right? Like you don't come to the show thinking, oh, I want to learn about Indian culture. You're coming to watch the show because you're thinking, okay, this is made by like a famous producer, Mindy Kaling. She's like had some hits in the past where it's, you know, it's funny. It comes from a female perspective. And then here it's coming from like a high school teenager's perspective who's gone through some trauma, right? So I think like it depends on your expectations coming into the show. Like, what are you looking for? Like, I don't think many people are looking for like a cultural lesson here.
Yo, but Shiv, I think they are, because why else would they be watching it and turning it on? Because they want to experience the culture, right? Like, I mean, same thing with a show like, I mean, why do people watch cowboy movies? Why do people watch?
So you want
the experience of a cowboy. You want the experience of, I don't know, a hitman or whatever. So you want to understand their point of view. So same thing. It's like you won't be fully immersed in Indian culture unless you see a Bollywood movie or a Bollywood drama or whatever.
I think that what people would want to see is the perspective of an Indian person in the modern world. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like someone might not want to go see Bollywood because, like, all right, I'm going to India there. Whereas if I'm watching this show, it should be I'm seeing what Indian perspective is in America, you know? What could be refreshing to you know, little Maddie driving a Mazda, you know what I'm saying?
I totally agree. That actually makes a lot of sense. I totally agree with Alex's view on this. Like, this is, it doesn't want to go too far in one direction. It doesn't want to be like a fully American show, because then it's just like any other sitcom out there. But it doesn't want to be a fully Indian show either, because then it's just like,
well. But then you've hit the point of like, it's doing too much at once. It should be focusing on one element. Either being an American TV show, a teenage to a high school girl, or it should be a complete, you know, South Asian experience of a high school girl and you know.
I think Indian people deserve that narrative. They deserve to have a what's it like for an Indian girl to go to high school in America.
No, I get that. Osama, what I'm saying is like, it's like the integrity of the show, it kind of loses, at my point.
The whole experience of it.
Exactly, yeah, because you're seeing a girl in America, like a high school teenager, you know, that's American, but you're not seeing the Indian side of her, or you're seeing a suppressed Indian side of her. I'm seeing the whole aspect.
So that's interesting. So I think, again, like, I think it comes down to like your personal experience, right? Like your personal experience as a Pakistani immigrant in Canada was very different from the show. So you're not able to relate to it. But I think my Indian experience, there are certain elements that I can like relate to this girl's like upbringing. And there's obviously certain elements that I can't, because she's a girl and she's obviously gone through some trauma. But so I think you're bringing like your personal experience into it. That's why you're feeling like this disconnect from the show.
Yeah, I feel maybe because I'm biased in that sense, because like I feel like I grew up differently than the way that she did. So I feel like for me, it's like for us, it was like we weren't making cereal every day. Like, you know, it was more like, you know, my mom making.
You weren't making cereal? Are you serious?
No, not every day, but it'll be like, obviously when we're going to school, but on the weekends, my mom would be making down parathas and like, you know, bread, specific type of like, you know, like cultural cuisine. I got none of that from that show. I felt like the mom was, if he was making it, they weren't showing it, essentially. They were hiding that element of it. So I felt like, yeah, what's up?
You know what I think they really miss is like that moment at lunchtime. Where like
where
they bring out food and it's like,
you see what I'm saying?
Most like, definitely, because I think every immigrant has that experience, whether you're fucking Chinese or, you know, Indian, true. Black, I mean Jamaican, or every immigrant has that experience, even some black people as well, like where they just bring home food and like, what the hell is that? Just, you know,
like, yeah, that's true. That is true. Like some authentic food, right? Room.
Yeah. You know,
so maybe switching gears like a little bit, like, what do you guys think about the whole Paxton and Davey connection, like our whole fascination with him and like what's going on with that storyline?
That was basically lust. That was just lust, man. That's all it was.
I mean, no, it's a combination of lust and like status too, because of, you know, in high school, everyone wants the cool kid and shit. Everyone wants to be with that person, right? So it's a combination of both. I'm curious though. Actually, no, go ahead.
So I was gonna say,
I was gonna just say, I actually thought it was like super interesting how she was so confident and just went up to him and like straight up asked him, hey, do you want to have sex? And, yeah. and how that whole situation kind of went down. It's like almost transactional, but it came from the girl initiating it. I don't know, it kind of threw me for like a little
exactly. I think it was weird. I thought it was reverse confidence though, because the sex is the only thing she thought she could offer. You know, I'm saying, mm-hmm. like she was a virgin, you know. So I was like, the fuck, he's gonna throw sex on the table first thing? And I was like, that's new, you know. And like, yeah. as a guy, I don't even know how to respond to it. I probably respond to the same way, be like, all right, yeah. But like, it's such a weird, like, yep. like shake her hand and ask for sex. Like, that's such a strange fucking interaction, you know? So
I feel like it was a fish out of water experience for me, because I've never had anybody, like a story from a female friend of mine to say that, okay, she went up to a guy and say, hey, I want to, you know, have sex with you. And that never happened. I've never heard of it. So I felt like from a show, like it was kind of like, I guess it was interesting because it was new, but it was also, it was the kind of like threw me off. Yeah, for sure. I got that vibe.
Definitely. I don't know which girl's asking for sex just like that. Like I was like, writers, this is nowhere close to real life. But okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's the thing though. You don't have to create real life. You could create, you know, something that's different.
Fiction.
Exactly.
Yeah, fiction. Exactly.
So, yeah, man. All right. So I'm curious, like interracial dating, you know, going back to PACs and this shit. Would you guys in high school, would you guys ever think about bringing a non-Indian girl home?
Yo, it's keep on a down low. Hell, you know, my parents would kill me if I did that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And that's only because it's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing.
Oh, you're going to say hell yes. And then he's like, you know what? Let me not say that shit.
Obviously, I think from my parents' perspective, I think if like, it has to be, it's a religious thing, right? So if she's Muslim and she's from a different culture, I think my parents would be open to that idea. But in terms of like me bringing a random white girl, like, or, you know, a black girl that essentially my parents have no connection of or known, like through our family friends or whatever, it'll be a completely different pill to swallow, because they won't be able to handle it. They'll be like, no, this is not part of our culture. It's part of not a part of our traditions. So they would be pretty hesitant towards me initiating a relationship. And in terms of like mending the families, because essentially when you're getting, because when it comes to relationship, we think of like long-term marriage. We don't think of like short-term dating or like just getting to know each other that way, because it ends up being that way, like through proxy from my Pakistani culture. It's like you have to, the families have to meld, the parents have to meet each other, the siblings have to kind of get to know each other, and it becomes like a huge family type of scenario. So for that reason alone, I don't think it would work in that sense. But I don't know. What about you guys? How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, I agree totally. I think, for the same reasons that are in our culture, is just, I think part of this is really because our parents never dated actually, right? So for them, they sort of had to make a decision on who to marry within a couple of minutes. Usually they just saw the person in person for like two, 3 minutes, maybe had a quick conversation. That too, you know, they're not even talking, like they're usually talking in front of other people, so they're not even able to maybe ask some of the questions they're really concerned about. Mm-hmm. And so I think from our parents' perspective, you know, if I were to bring like a girl that's not Indian or Asian, you know, back home, they just wouldn't feel there's a connection. And then to your point, said as well, it's not about the two people marrying; it's actually about the families marrying each other. That's how they look at it. So it's not like, oh, how am I going to get along with this person? It's more like, how's my dad going to get along with their dad and their mother and things like that. So it's pretty complicated from the parents' perspective. It wouldn't go down at all.
100%.
Very interesting. I never thought about it like that. It's families marrying, not people marrying.
Yeah.
That's intense. From my perspective, man, I can't lie. All the girls I've dated have been like the actual same type of culture, you know? Either they're Jamaican or like of Caribbean descent, you know? Like dated long term at least. So I totally get it. Would I bring a girl that's not black or of Caribbean descent home? If it was black, I actually think even that would be a disconnect, because my family is so Jamaican. Like if the Jamaica had like, like out of 10 of like one being like Drake's accent and 10 being like Vibes Cartel, they're like probably like an 11. It's ridiculous. Oh. Like we come from the country, you know? Okay, so I definitely cool. understand like, huh? What you say?
That's cool. That's cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So you like if I was to think of it like that, of marrying culture to culture, it would definitely be an uphill battle. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you got to find the right person that fits your family's mold, right? Essentially.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's really tough. That's what I'm saying. That's why you don't see a bunch of like Indian or Pakistani or South Asian, like, you know, teenage kids running around like or as couples. You don't see them as often because it'll be like the family has to know the person's family for you even be considered dating or seeing each other or like a speakeasy situation. Yeah, like that rarely happens unless you know the family for years, and you guys are both definitely. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough, man. That's tough, most definitely. All right, cool.
I was gonna add one thing about the show that I found interesting was Fabiola's perspective on like essentially her situation in the show, like where her being like a lesbian on the show, and essentially how did the audience react to that, and how did you guys feel when she came out essentially? But she didn't come out to anybody, but except for like the machine. And I felt like the relationship in terms of like for the robot or whatever. I just felt like it was an interesting kind of like way of doing it because she felt like insecure. I feel like in 2020 now, like I feel like that shouldn't be a thing. If you're somebody who's like not, considered normal, quote unquote, which is like heterosexual or metrosexual. Yeah. So like you don't understand.
I think it's still definitely a thing. I think it actually should be easier for lesbian women though. But I don't think it's as easy for like, I think older lesbian women and men. I think that's the two tough parts because there's still a lot of conservative families out there. Actually, no, even for lesbian women, because there's still a lot of conservative families out there. Like even like in the States and like the Bible Belt, there's still going to be families that chastise gay people to like the nth degree, you know? So it's still like a challenge. They're in LA though. That's the only thing. I was like, you guys, they're in like probably the most liberal state, one of the most liberal states in America, from a Canadian perspective. So I think that part could have been, was a bit, you know, like really it's still a challenge, but I still definitely think it's a challenge, especially in the community, in like the Black community. And I'm not saying I speak for Black people, but
talk to more about that. Like how did that experience go? If essentially if you're, I mean, cause you'd have that experience or you'd have that, like an idea on how it would be handled. Right.
I don't think I can speak for the LGBT Black experience at all. From my perspective, being a Jamaican man, growing up, everybody was homophobic. Everybody, you know, I used to be homophobic. Then I realized that the shit was stupid, you know. It's definitely going to be like a challenge for anybody to come out from that descent, I think. I think she's coming from a Black descent though. So it's still going to be challenging, but I don't know if I could speak on like their exact experience. All I can say is, in the modern world, people are a lot more accepting, but behind closed doors, though, I think it's a lot different. A lot of people will smile in your face and be like, yeah, that's great. But then say a different thing, like when it's actually happened to them behind closed doors, you know? So that's what I think about it, to be honest.
Interesting. I've actually got like a kind of like a different perspective on this, more from kind of piggybacking off Alex's point. Like, I just felt like in the show, I feel like all shows are just trying to cast this diversity play. You know, like this show, there's like an Indian character. She's got like an Asian friend. She's got like this Black lesbian friend. She's trying to go after this like mixed racial, mixed like white guy. And I just like a lot of shows are just trying to play this like whole diversity card. I don't know if it's like an audience grab thing they're trying to do. So it's funny. Like I was actually watching another show. It's a Korean drama. It's called like Ichiwon Class. And in the Korean drama, they literally had like a Black person in Korea who could speak Korean. And he's from like Guyana, Africa. Yeah. And his role made no sense in the show. But you know, I felt like they're just trying to force feed like a minority play into the show. Then they had like a trans character. Then they had like a les character. Well, not a lesbian character, but like a trans character. Exactly. So just those two. I just felt like, you know, I didn't really feel like their stories matter too much to the relevance of the entire, of the actual main plot. So I guess I'm curious, you're like, I get that they're trying to create like subplots in the story, but again, the show just seemed like, I don't know. I guess to me that was sort of my takeaway on it. It was just like, wow, is every show really trying to do this? Like just drop the diversity card. You know, in terms of her not coming out, I was fine with it. Like, my bad. Just wrapping up on this point, I would just say that, you know, in terms of like her not coming out, yeah, I think in high school, people are just, like, self-conscious. And then Alex, to your point, as a Black person, like, it's not easy to just come out in that community either. And so, you know, I think, yeah, I was okay with her not coming out. I think maybe she's unsure. It sounds like, you know, she doesn't want to disappoint her friends. Everyone's assumed, her mom's assumed that she's supposed to be dating a guy. So I think it's just a bit of pressure, but I'm sure she'll come out eventually.
Yeah, probably will. Yeah, about the diversity card being played. Yeah, it's a money grab. It's a money grab. Everybody wants to see a diverse angle right now. It's definitely 100% a money grab. But the thing is, like, all right, why not? You know, like,
yeah, fair.
There's a whole bunch of white characters that
are just there for the
unimportant as hell. There's a whole bunch of dumbass white shows. You know what I'm saying? Adam Sandler made a whole career out of it.
Wait, hold up. Not the earlier Adam Sandler movies. They were hilarious. Come on.
I mean,
I guess
he had some hits. Don't get me wrong. He had some hits. Yeah. He had a whole lot of misses too, though.
Yeah, I agree.
So I agree with you, Alex, that like it's a money grab, but I think that just takes away from like the authenticity. So I think, like, you know, just like kind of circling back to the original thing we're talking about, maybe that's what was missing for me a little bit, was just like that authenticity.
Got you.
An Indian perspective, but then also from like, hey, is this really how high school is? Like, is this really how things go down? Because I guess from two elements, I couldn't relate to it from an Indian culture perspective, and I couldn't relate to it from like a high school experience perspective. So I think for me, that's why the show just came across, you know, inauthentic. But that's not to say it's not a good show. It's just maybe why my rating for the show, when you ask me that question, raising why I gave it like a 3 or 4, right?
Got you. Yeah, it was a trash show. So audience, sum it up. Don't watch the shit. It's trash. You know, on your Mac where you drag and drop it into a folder.
Drag and drop in the trash.
Yeah. Save yourself an hour and a half.
Because it was a little long. It was long.
So let's get into some shows that we can actually watch and shows that we'll cover in the future. Ozarks is good.
Ozarks great.
What do you guys say?
I think we got that new Netflix show coming out too, right?
The one Space Force.
Space Force is supposed to come out like next week or something, I believe.
Yeah. Space Force. All right, let's do
Space Force. Yeah.
If you're Office fan, yeah, this is gonna be fun to watch.
Most definitely. All right. Anything else, guys?
No, I think we covered most of it in terms of the show. So unless you guys have anything else to add,
I'm good.
I mean, this is on my end. Yeah, I think this is another show that just started like Billions, but it's more like
just started.
The new season just started.
Correction, please.
Yeah. So it's been on
ages.
Yeah.
No, I agree. You're right. So it's actually on its third episode tonight. So that could be an interesting one to check out. But I think we'll keep it open for the next episode.
All right.
Yeah, we'll keep it open. So I guess, yeah, it's been great, like, having you guys sit here and analyze the show with me. It was a fun experience.
Look at Sid trying to host. Look at this guy hosting, getting in his holster bag here.
Let me film you guys.
It's been fun.
It's just been real. It's been real, guys. No,
I
thought it was great. We had some points. We messed up a lot. Like the first like 10 minutes of this podcast, I screwed everything up by saying the wrong person's name. Yeah.
It's a learning experience, right?
Learning experience. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. It's all good. This is the point of the shit. Let's just chop it up, you know, have fun with it, you know, not take this shit too seriously.
Absolutely. You
know, let's have some fun.
Amen.
You gotta have fun in the quarantine, man. Speaking of which, I hope y'all are doing all right. Big shout out to essential workers. Big shout out to my girl, the essential worker. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all the essential workers out there.
Yeah, big shout out to me. I'm also an essential worker, yo.
Yes, you are, Sid.
Yeah, that is true.
That is a fact.
You just crossed the line. You know what I'm saying? You're like on the dam.
you barely qualified, but you know we'll give it to you.
You're like a C-level.
C-level, D-level. You know yo, but saying? I still am on that level, though. So
that's a fact.
On the level. You're
a fat girl with ass.
Yeah. Perfect. That's what I want to see.
It's a fat ass, but it's...
That's true.
Yo, don't kill me, Alex.
Now you got me jeweling, man.
You guys, that is not your type. Stop it. You like them slid. Don't even talk to me.
Yeah, he does. That. He does. He goes after the
slid ball fat ass. You ain't in my bracket.
Thick man. Come on.
is that you keeping it real with me? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, he's trying. I always keep it real, bro. I'm from the streets. I keep it real.
You're not from the streets, man. What streets are you from, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Mississauga streets.
Mississauga streets. The suburbs.
Exactly.
The burbs.
Word.
Yeah, all right. So all right, I guess till next time, eh?
So till next time.
It's been fun.
It was fun.
Asking on TV. Man. Peace.
Peace, guys. Take it easy.
Adios.
Adios.